Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today. Born Again. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit." John chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, New International Version. I love butterflies. I have always admired God's handiwork in these beautiful creatures. But during the most painful season of my life, butterflies became especially meaningful to me. A powerful symbol of transformation and new life, the butterfly spoke to my deepest need in my darkest hour: hope. When I read this puzzling interchange between Jesus and Nicodemus, it occurs to me that butterflies are some of the few species that actually experience two births and two remarkably different lives. When my children were small, my family purchased a butterfly dome and patiently watched five tiny, scrubby-looking painted lady caterpillars grow, cocoon, and emerge recreated from their chrysalids as elegant winged beings. It was an everyday miracle happening right in our home, a little taste of heaven, not lost on any of us. We were awed, I think, not only by the beauty and excitement of the anticipated transformation, but because such a thing speaks directly to the soul. The message of the butterfly is that the simple, plain, ordinary, and even ugly can be radically changed into the exquisite, splendid, and magnificent. The deepest longing of my spirit is to know this truth. I need to cling to this promise of redemption of all things. Hope. When Jesus spoke to Nicodemus about being born again, I believe he was not speaking of a one-time event, but of a lifelong process. Transformation begins in us when God claims us through baptism or even before, but it does not end there. I am aware of my need not only to be born again, but to be born again and again and again. I have read that when a caterpillar is changing inside a chrysalis, the process involves a complete breaking down of the original organism. In other words, if you open a chrysalis during the middle of the process, you will find a gob of goo, not bearing any resemblance to either the caterpillar or the butterfly. The caterpillar is not only transformed, it is completely broken down so that it can be reformed. The times in my life when I have truly experienced spiritual rebirth have felt a lot like that. Part or parts of me seemed to be broken down completely before they were changed. The hope and promise of Easter Sunday are impossible without the despair of Good Friday. Birth is painful, but thanks be to God, the giver of life, for God's labor of love. Holy God, giver of life, you make all things new. Thank you for your sacrificial labor of love through which we are redeemed and reborn. May we receive your promise and live a life worthy of your calling. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Today's devotional was written and read by Greta Smith.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.